KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies so far here this morning, and 57 degrees your temperature. We look today for partly cloudy skies and cooler conditions. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour and a high of 72. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. News is being brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And area news, a big story overnight was the weather. A couple of rounds of thunderstorms moving through the area with numerous issuances of severe thunderstorm warnings, some flash flood warnings through the region, and also a few issuances of tornado warnings last night throughout that activity. A number of areas being impacted in different ways throughout that overnight period, with both hail, strong winds, as well as heavy rainfall causing issues. It all started in the evening hours around 5 o'clock, as the first report of hail in Harrison County came in at 5:35 for a co-op observer noticing a hail with a diameter of 1 3/4 inches. A tornado was spotted by a trained storm chaser near Pisgah about 5:57 p.m. Then during the 6 o'clock hour, two different funnel clouds were spotted near the Dunlop area by trained spotters. Also near Panama, hail reported at 1 inch in diameter at 7:11 p.m. And then another issuance of a 1 inch diameter hail reported by an emergency manager there in Shelby County just after 7 o'clock. That same time frame, hail reported near Neola at 1 1/4 inch. And then a 1 3/4 inch hailstone measured by a trained spotter near Avoca about 8 o'clock. Also at that same time, another 1 1/4 inch hailstone noted near the Avoca area, about a half dollar size or slightly larger. And then as the rainfall settled in here to Cass County, flash flood warnings, of course, were issued in both Pottawatomie and Cass County last night, and had numerous issuances here in Atlantic of street flooding all along 7th and 6th Streets, especially on the western side of town, but in a number of locations. Numerous roads were shut down with law enforcement blocking off those roadways to try to keep folks out. There were a number of vehicles that got stranded or stalled out in some of those intersections as well as water rose and made those roadways impassable. Had some reports of some flooding in some buildings as well with that quick rapid rise of water last night, and I'm sure lots of folks dealing with some issues there, maybe with some water in basements and such there with how heavy that rain came down in a short period of time. Here at the KJAN studios, we picked up 4.3 inches of rainfall, and that was, of course, during a very short time period, just about a 2.5 hour, 3 hour period where all that rain came down. Seeing some other reports of heavy rain around the region from last night, Anita reported 2.32 inches, 3.1 in Avoca, 1.83 just north-northeast of Atlantic, and then 77 100 reported in Messina. Some much higher amounts have been noted from some individuals as well around the area, and I'm sure we're going to see some of those higher totals roll in here as the morning and reports start coming in here during the 7 o'clock hour as well. But definitely lots of water and other situations to deal with during that round of activity last night. KJAN News Time is 7:09.
This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have an impressive selection of used Newhalland combines. And we'd like you to know why so many farmers have traded combines with us. When you buy from Lindeman's, you get more than a piece of equipment.
You get a service department with Newhalland techs specialized in combines and large enough to get there when you need them.
You get support to get you going. We'll go with you to the field to get it started, to make sure everything is working, even help calibrate the yield monitor if needed. Before we leave, we'll make sure you're 100% comfortable with your machine.
And once you're going, if you need parts or service, you'll have the parts and service departments whose number one goal is to keep you running in season.
And right now, you'll get 1 year interest-free financing with qualified credit.
So find out why so many farmers have traded their combines with Lindeman's. Stop in or call Lindeman Tractor, your Newhalland dealer in Atlantic.
In other area news, the Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Tuesday of 27-year-old Nathan Allen Aldrich of Red Oak on a warrant for harassment first degree and aggravated misdemeanor. Aldrich was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 7 arrests between September 5th and the 20th. On September 5th, the sheriff's officials arrested 56-year-old Dick Allen Cook of Atlantic on a warrant for violation of no contact order. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $2,000 bond. September 8th, the sheriff's deputies arrested 29-year-old Felix Rodriguez of Beatrice, Nebraska on a warrant from Hall County, Nebraska. He was later released to the Nebraska authorities. September 15th, sheriff's officials arrested 41-year-old Aaron Joseph Moore of Walnut on charges of possession of marijuana, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was released later that day on his own recognizance. September 16th, sheriff's officials arrested 30-year-old Corey Foster Gould of Farragut on a Fremont County warrant. He was released to Fremont County authorities. 40-year-old Charles Theodore Schroyer was arrested of Atlantic on the 16th of September as well. It was later released to Dallas County authorities on a valid warrant there. On September 19th, sheriff's officials arrested 26-year-old Austin Allen Schmidt of Atlantic on two charges of assault causing bodily injury and one count of criminal mischief fourth degree. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $3,000 bond. And on September 20th, the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 37-year-old Donald Paul Catterright of Atlantic on charges of possession of methamphetamine first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Catterright was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met Tuesday at their boardroom at the courthouse, and the board addressed just a couple of items in the short session. They approved an updated agreement for tower use with NishnaNet for wireless internet equipment on the tower. Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company has their equipment on the tower now. They sold their wireless internet division to NishnaNet. The previous agreement was non-transferable, so a new agreement had to be signed. NishnaNet owner Scott Bennett appeared before the board to explain his business and said the new equipment will be very similar in size and weight.
Essentially, some of the equipment that's in use up there, the FCC has assigned those frequencies to a different type of license or a different type of equipment. And so that license with the FCC actually expires in April, so it has to be removed and replaced with something that uses the new.
Did you say April of 2020?
April of 2020, yes.
I just wondered about tower load.
The equipment would be very similar to what's up there now.
So that's not going to change.
No, it's just a different brand and.
Okay, so there would be a significant size and weight difference.
No, it would not.
The previous agreement called for Marty Elkhorn Telephone to trade services as an internet provider for use of the tower. NishnaNet is planning to provide a fiber connection for the courthouse and replace Mediacom as the primary provider for the courthouse in exchange for the tower use. The board unanimously approved the agreement effective yesterday and signed those new documents. The board then set a hearing date for the sale of a county-owned parcel in Cumberland for October 8th. Darren Hardesty owns the surrounding property and requested to buy the parcel from the county. After the board discussed what would be the best option to execute the sale, they decided that the parcel would be sold by an auction session. Following the hearing on October 8th, their meeting scheduled that day. Supervisor Steve Green suggested they process the sale in that matter so there would be no argument from others on that process. The notice of hearing will be published in the Anita and Atlantic newspapers on October 3rd. That hearing will be at 9:05 a.m. there at the beginning of their session on October 8th, prior then to the auction commencing after the meeting concludes. And a 19-year-old Iowa man reported to have been driving more than 30 miles per hour over the speed limit just before causing a fatal crash has been sentenced to probation. The Des Moines Register reports that Charles Everman was sentenced Tuesday to 3 years of probation. He pled guilty August 1st to vehicular homicide by reckless driving and serious injury by vehicle for the November 5th crash in Ankeny that killed 38-year-old Samantha Jo Kriegel. Prosecutors say data from Everman's 2012 Toyota Highlander showed he was driving between 68 and 72 miles per hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone shortly before the crash that killed Kriegel, who was in another car. Two passengers in Everman's vehicle were also hurt. That's a look at some of the latest news. Funeral announcements next, News Time 7:15.
This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have an impressive selection of used New Holland combines. And we'd like you to know why so many farmers have traded combines with us. When you buy from Lindeman's, you get more than a piece of equipment.
You get a service department with New Holland techs specialized in combines and large enough to get there when you need them.
You get support to get you going. We'll go with you to the field to get it started, to make sure everything is working, even help calibrate the yield monitor if needed. Before we leave, we'll make sure you're 100% comfortable with your machine.
And once you're going, if you need parts or service, you'll have the parts and service departments whose number one goal is to keep you running in season.
And right now, you'll get 1 year interest-free financing with qualified credit.
So find out why so many farmers have traded their combines with Lindeman's. Stop in or call Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In your funeral announcements this morning, Linda Hepler, age 72, formerly of Marnie, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Celebration of Life Memorial Service for Linda Hepler will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home, Atlantic. Verley Shoup, age 100, of Harlan, died September 18th at Elmcrest Assisted Living in Harlan. Funeral services for Verley Shoup will be held today at 11 a.m. at Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Dale E. Christensen, age 91, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Dale E. Christensen will be held today at 1 p.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Raymond Earlbank, age 80, of Manning, died on Tuesday at St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. Mass of Christian burial for Raymond Earlbank will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at Sacred Heart Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home Manning has arrangements. Ruth Thompson, age 94, of Elkhorn, died August 25th at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Ruth Thompson will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Eunice Faye Schumacher, age 94, of Harlan, died September 21st at Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Eunice Faye Schumacher will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Kenneth C. K., age 76, of Atlantic, died Monday at University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Kenneth C. K. will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Becky Rash, age 58, of Bridgewater, died Monday at the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Funeral services for Becky Rash will be held Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Nottoway Valley Middle School in Fontenelle, with burial following in the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Alice Young, age 88, of Harlan, died Monday at Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A memorial service for Alice Young will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And William Holzer, age 83, of Westphalia, died Monday at the Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Mass of Christian burial for William Holzer will be held on Monday the 30th at 11 a.m. at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. That's your news and funeral announcements, brought to you this hour by Lindeman Tractor. It's good news for your blues. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.